Beijing's top representative office in Hong Kong said Saturday that sanctions imposed by the United States on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions that would not frighten or intimidate Chinese people. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Luo Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam and other current and former officials. Washington accuses these officials of curtailing political freedoms in the global financial hub. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets of the officials, prohibit them from carrying out business in the country, and generally bar Americans from doing business with them. The move accelerates rapidly deteriorating Sino-U.S. ties more than a month after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Tens of thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts have gathered in Sturgis, South Dakota this weekend. As AP's Julie Walker reports, there seems to be little concern about the coronavirus outbreak among those gathered.
Biker Kevin Lunsman rode 600 miles from Minnesota and says he's not wearing a mask and was surprised at how many showed up this year.
Bikes are still lined up in town, people still walking all over. Occasionally, you know, you see somebody, there's a lady sitting over there with a mask on, but that's about it.
Yep.
Everybody's still partying hardy.
But the coronavirus has changed some things, says Bob Graham, who's marking his 36th straight year.
There's less people. There's not as many masks as I thought there would be. When we walk up and down the streets, we wear a mask religiously.
Sturgis organizers say 250,000 could show up. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.